This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Alabama's Republican governor is making a final push to win approval of the largest tax increase in the state's history. Voters will decide a week from today whether to approve a $1.2 billion tax package that's aimed at plugging a budget deficit and putting more money into public education. And, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, it's a tough sell.
Raising taxes is the last thing many Alabama Republicans expected from their new governor, Bob Riley. And the issue has sharply divided the GOP ranks in the state. At a recent Republican Party Executive Committee meeting, delegates voted on a resolution opposing the governor's tax package.
All in favor of passage of the resolution say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Ayes have it.
As Chairman Marty Connors tried to regain control at the podium, delegates shouted railroad and called for a revote. A later poll by secret ballot was close, 122 to 100 to oppose the tax hike. Not deterred by the outcome, Governor Riley came to plead his case. He said it's impossible to sell Alabama to industry when the state continues to cut basic services and keeps falling further and further behind in national rankings.
For all of my life, we've always tied for 47th, 48th, and 49th, and I have never understood why. I mean, since I was a kid, it was us in Mississippi. Is there something just innately wrong with us as Alabamians? Is there something about us that just says we can't excel in something other than football?
After his speech, supporters crowded around to encourage Riley's effort.
Hey, Glenn!
We're praying for you.
Don't stop, man.
I appreciate what you're trying to do for us.
Thank you. I appreciate it,
Governor. How are you?
But not everyone was convinced.
I think that this tax package will hurt every family in the state of Alabama tremendously.
Elaine Little from Shelby County, Alabama, was wearing a sticker on her lapel that said, "We're taxed enough." Polls show a majority of Alabamians share Little's view. Riley's plan would lower taxes on the poor, eliminate favored tax status for landowners, and raise income and property taxes for many middle and upper income families and businesses. Yet some of the state's major companies are behind the tax hike. Energen Corporation would pay up to $1 million more a year, but it's worth it, says Chief Executive Officer Mike Warren.
We've got to be concerned about the infrastructure of the state. The education system, where we're going to get employees, what those employees are going to bring to the business when they come. So we've got to take a long-term view about moving this state forward, because if we can do those things, we'll attract more businesses to our area, and there'll be more businesses using natural gas, and that's good for us.
Smaller companies don't see it that way. Rosemary Elabash is state director for the National Federation of Independent Business.
This package actually targets small and medium businesses more than any other segment of the society in Alabama.
Elabash says her 12,000 members can't afford to pay higher taxes. She says Alabama has a spending crisis, not a budget problem. That's the message that tax opponents are using in a statewide ad campaign.
But Bob Riley and those Montgomery insiders want to raise taxes and put all the money in a new piggy bank slush fund for politicians to spend.
And the message appears to be getting through, according to Bill Stewart, professor emeritus of political science at the University of Alabama.
There's a climate of cynicism, there's a climate of distrust of government, and the opponents at the present time are capitalizing on this very effectively, in my judgment.
And Stewart says the climate is pervasive. Polls show even a majority of low-income voters in Alabama who stand to benefit if the tax plan passes are against it. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.